Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to another edition of Sit City. It's your boy Cass. What's happening?
Off with my sports minute. There ain't really nothing happening in sports, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the Lakers ain't trade nobody or nothing. They still packed, so I guess they rolling with what they got.
Man, you know, it was talk about them trading Bynum for a minute, but I guess that ceased.
If he can stay healthy. Man,
yeah, but now you know. Rumor is they be trying to get to which one call? Man, I turned my head 1 second and the whole thing just lit up.
I know, man. All right, we got a caller to Sin City. Caller, what's happening? 317.
Hello, how y'all doing tonight?
About a baby.
What's up? What's good?
What's happening, honey?
Nothing much, just fool.
Okay,
ready to
enjoy
the Sin City hour.
That's what's up. What's been going on with you?
Oh, shit, just chilling, you know? Trying to relax.
Yeah.
Trying to get my mind off these kids right for a minute.
Okay, that's what's up. For sure, okay, I'm going to hit the line real quick. Janine, what's up, baby?
Hello, I just want to say hey to everybody while I'm on my break. I'm at school.
Oh.
Yes, yeah, so I'm going to have to drop off in a minute.
Oh.
Well, I'm glad you called anyway, baby.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Father
well,
Time.
he out and about right now, so I don't think.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll say hello.
So since I got you on here real quick and fast, before you gotta go.
Uh huh.
All
right. Uh-huh.
We had a topic that we had going on, Simon.
Yo.
All right, we have this quick topic. Janine, she at school, so she really can't stay on long. So I figured we're going to hit her with the topic real quick so she can give us her input on it.
Okay, what's your definition of the club? What's your purpose of going to the club? Do you go to meet people? Do you go to listen to the music? What do you go for?
My purpose when I went to clubs was to dance, the music, and socializing. You know, drinking, things like that, socializing with my friends, dancing, listening to music. That was my only purpose.
Okay,
so you didn't go to, say, I'm taking me somebody home tonight, I'm going to the club, I'm picking somebody up, I'm scared with it.
No, that was my question.
You ain't never taken nobody home from the club?
Huh?
You never took nobody home from the club?
I'm taking one person home from the club.
Oh, what happened?
Actually, it was somebody I knew already, and we had just met back up. So it wasn't actually just somebody I, you know, picked up from the club. I actually knew him.
Oh, okay. Was it good?
Yes, it was real good.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm just asking. You know we got to get you on the spot.
Making her blush her classmates.
Right. I know. You don't go back to class thinking about that dude.
Right. Yes, I am cheesing.
Right, man. You as well as you should.
Men are the only ones that go to clubs to look for someone to take home.
Well, man, now who said that?
Prissy girl.
Prissy.
Yes.
You said men are the only ones that go to the clubs to look for something?
Yes. That's their main objective. That's their main objective.
Now, come on, Prissy.
I don't agree with that. Oh, come on.
I do. Me and my girlfriend, took a survey one year. One time, we went around and asked all the guys what they were there for, and they said to take somebody home. Yeah,
that's not all
guys.
Men.
Some
brothers just go to dance.
No, they don't.
They just go to dance and enjoy the music.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
Hold on now. You can't be just saying no, they don't when, I mean, hey, man, don't go
I could have taken every man in any club home with me at any time.
Oh, not only are we prissy, we're a little arrogant too. Huh? Okay.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. That's the fact. Those are the facts, Jack.
Those are the facts.
Yep.
In the world of Prissy, those are the facts.
That's correct. My world is the only world that matters.
Not well. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But now hold on. Now, because I've had women come up to me trying to take me home. So.
And did
come
you
on
go?
Now.
Did you go?
Not all the time.
Did you go?
Not all the time.
But you went.
I said not all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't come in the club looking for what they chose.
Yes,
me.
You did. You did too.
Come on, man. I did not go in the club.
She just told
somebody
you first.
Take me home tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. But y'all
she
said
just
women
got
don't
to you
move.
First. She just got to you first before you made your move.
Right.
Because you know you were in there making moves. Trying to get someone
moves.
To go home with you. Yeah.
I just do the same old two-step. That's all. I'm just in the club two-step.
Whatever.
Have me a little drink. Relax. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We ain't doing nothing. I mean, because what y'all said, that with men. What I'm saying is women. I've had women come to me with the sole purpose, I'm finna take something home. So it ain't just men to say that.
Yeah,
women
but it's
too.
Very few women do that.
Shit, what club you come to?
The club, well, I haven't been to a club in, 20 years?
Oh, well, see,
in
there you go.
Years.
See,
the times may have changed. The times may have changed now.
Times have definitely changed. I know motherfuckers come in there and tell you, hey, I'm going to suck your dick, take you in the back, let you fuck me in the bathroom.
Damn.
And all you said was, hey, how you doing?
But if that's not what you were there for, you wouldn't go for that.
I didn't say that I did it all the time.
Yeah, see?
I ain't say I did it all the time. I just said Sometimes I turn it down.
So how many times have you had sex in a club?
Who, me?
Yes, Cash.
How many times have I had sex in a club? I'm really not sure.
Mm-hmm. Case in point. Thank you very much.
Is all sex considered having actual sex in a club?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
oral sex.
Your boy, your beast then. Shit, go ahead, girl, get on that table, do your thing.
Right, oh, my. Oh, my.
We just swayed all the way off the question now. All right. What was Tamara, what was the question again, dog?
Look at him.
What's your purpose of going to the club?
I think I just told y'all mine.
Mine was to listen to music, dance, and flirt.
Okay, here we go. So you mean to tell me no woman went in the club looking for no man?
No. I've never slept with a man.
No.
But I've never taken a man home from a club.
No.
Bottle.
No.
Bottle, listen to me now. Before you say anything now, I want you to listen to me, all right?
Okay.
Bottle.
I'm listening.
Don't bullshit me.
Tell me the truth.
I'm going to tell you the truth.
You ain't never in your how many years of clubbing, you never went home with a man after the club?
No.
Well, you never looked at that man like, ooh, I will fuck him.
Oh, I might have put a plan to, you know what I'm saying, in the future if he gave me his number, you know. But never did I go home with a man. Never was I trying to go to a club to get a man, because you don't go to a club to try to find you no relationship. That's not going to work.
I'm saying to find a man.
What would I want with a man other than?
Let me put it in layman's terms. Some tea.
Well, no.
No.
Because they all going to the club for the same reason.
To either see
who they can take home or to see how many bitches' phone numbers they can get. That's what they're trying to do. Some of them got a woman at home, so they can't take a bitch home, but they can see how many numbers they can get before the night is over with.
Real nice lie. You're a beautiful liar.
I know, I'm a beautiful person.
That's real. I'm telling the truth. That is what the deal is.
Last time I went to the club,
I'm talking to Sweetness now.
You was just talking to me. Wait a minute, how you talking?
Because you started lying.
I ain't never lied, baby.
Okay, well, now we moving on. I got to give everybody a fair chance at this question.
Okay.
Sweetness, you still here with me, baby?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Talk to your boy. Have you ever went to the club with a purpose of like, okay, I'm gonna take me something home tonight?
No. I went out to the club to have a good time, to get drunk. You know what I'm saying? Like to meet social, you know, socialize with other people, the people I went with. Now, I'm not going to say that I never went home with somebody or took him home with me, because I'd be lying.
Okay.
That did happen a couple times. You know, one of them I didn't know. The other one, you know what I'm saying, me and him, we conversated the whole time I was there, so shit, it was what it was.
Okay, I can respect that. Candy.
Hello.
What's up, baby?
Hello.
Have you ever took somebody home from the club?
Sure.
You say what, baby?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Hey,
and ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, we all grown. Ain't like nobody gonna sit here and be like, oh, you a hoe because you took somebody home from the club. I mean, hey,
I'm a hoe, but I took somebody home, you know.
I'm not calling you one. I mean, you grown. You got needs and wants and desires too. And now, if you feel freaky that night and you say, well, I'm gonna take something home tonight, and there's nothing wrong with that. What you think, dog?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, dog.
I mean,
you didn't go home with him. I mean, sometimes
you go home with
him. I mean, in the parking lot.
My girlfriend.
What would you say, baby?
I said my girlfriend, now the girl that I hung out with, she took somebody home every night that we went out. Every night, somebody different. No, we don't hang anymore. We don't go out anymore. But she was a hoe. She did the basketball team, the football team.
On what?
She was out there.
Well,
if I could get her on the line, she'd tell you her damn self, huh?
I said, well, when are you going to bring her to San City?
You know?
I'm going to try to get her to come.
Yeah, please do. Shit. Basketball team, football team, San City hoes. Shit, we can do that big old party.
Now, I did have a woman. I went home with a woman before.
Oh.
I went
home. Okay, what's the difference?
There isn't no difference, but.
Yes, it is.
What's the difference?
Brought somebody home.
See, come on, man. Y'all full of it with this whole incident. I mean, sex is sex. Well, this is with a man or a woman. Sex is sex.
Right.
Now, you went home and did whatever you did with that woman. It's the same thing as you going home with a man. Sex is sex. Now, if that's just your preference, I mean, which I'm not knocking your hustle, but if that's your preference, so be it. But don't sit here and try to act like one is different than the other. It's not.
No, that's what you asked, and I just answered that, and then I was just thinking, but I wasn't trying to make it a difference for argument or nothing. I'm saying you asked about men. I
no,
wasn't
what you
thinking
just
about.
Said, you said it's a difference. You said
okay,
it's
well,
a
if
difference.
If I just said that, I'm saying there's a difference. You just asked about a man.
You know what? You.
I wasn't trying to be difficult. What you're not understanding is I wasn't trying to be difficult. You asked about a man. I wasn't thinking about a woman. So then I'm thinking, yes, I did go home with somebody, but it was a woman.
Nigga, you bullshitting.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Okay.
All right, Pepper. I mean, because obviously I'm not getting no real response out of them. So what do you got to say about this, brother?
Hey, man. Each his own, man.
Hey, man.
I don't understand the man-woman thing.
There's an echo.
Hey,
you got an echo going, man. You turn your computer down or something, man?
My computer is down, man.
Oh. I'm just saying you got an echo coming from somewhere, brother.
All right, I tell you what, let's go to a song, man. Let's go to a song, y'all. We'll be right back. Let's do this.
What you mean I ain't call you? I hit you when I landed. I'm waiting in my hotel room. Seems like we're arguing more and it's getting less romantic. Yeah, I think she'll be able to tell soon. But I f*** you right, I will. I f*** you right, I will. I f*** you like no one has ever made you feel. I mean, it's part of our relationship's amazing still. I might just put up with the arguing and stay for real. You looking bad, girl, for goodness sakes. You with all those curves and me without no breaks. Ooh, I'm willing to work it out however long it takes you. You feel like you miss those happy days. Well, girl, that makes two of us. Our timing is wrong. Your friends always tying up every line on your phone. Yeah, but tell him that you'll always be my missus. And the hardest part about the fucking business is minding your own. And every time I try and break it off, we just yell until we're tired, then I break you off. It's useless all this fighting, let's get past it now. Even when I throw them deuces, you just send them back around.
Your wrists and fingers glisten, ice cold like Michigan. Hey, look at what we living in, here we go with this again. I just keep on talking, but I guess that you ain't listening. Rather run around with them nothing air bitches then. Go on, got me hot, smoking like a chimney. We used to be best friends, now we're saying we finna be enemies. Deep inside is killing me, but soon it's gonna be killing you. To see her in that two-seat, no, that's gonna hurt your feelings, boo. Didn't you think you would be over me by now? So you go sleeping with them clowns, they are no relief. She spoke her piece, I know caprice. So love must be let go, release into the wind. Again, again, and deuces, I must throw your peace.
You know what, yo? You a beard. You should have a travel agent, cause you a trip. You should make your own toilet tissue, send you the shit. But all you got is some different issues, you fucking bitch. I hate you, but I love your mom. Give her a kiss for me, her second son. Get your mind right, baby, you'll get your dicks together. You gon' be hot a little while, I'ma be rich forever. Girls seducers, they come in deuces. But when I cut them off, they always become a nuisance. You just take my old flows and they take my old swag. He just took my old bitch and turned it to his new bitch. I'm stupid, but I won't get my drama on. What I'm dealing with is too real for me to comment on. They finally got it through my head, not to run my mouth. And when y'all talk about you know who, I don't know who you talking about.
According to my old bitch, I be on some new ish. She was on some old ish. Now I got a new bitch. Think I give two. You ain't gonna do. Meet my two fingers. Intro. Deuces. Deuces. If you knew better, you do better. Wanna give the middle finger, but I got two better.
You resist me even though you know it's wrong. No, you gon'.
Rizzy voice, now I'm ghost, baby, four door Rizzy Royce. Trying to work it out might be a bad business choice. I'm about my business, boys, plus I make paper. Come on, that's old news, yesterday's paper. Ho, you talking? What about? If they ain't high, I kept you studded out. Your mind's well, shut your mouth. You never score another me, I shut it out. Act like it's gum in your head, girl, cut it out.
The farewell email from a female, but I'm a player, I ain't gonna tell you all the details. What it entails is hard to say, like selling seashells by the seashore. But she's not a bore, but neither a whore. Who needs to know more? The kind you can't ignore, but want to open the door for. Or when in your favorite store and leave with all them shopping bags and half of it ain't yours. I did things for, ain't rich, ain't poor. I wanted to do more, but hell, I just ain't no. Well enough to know if this was all that she came for. But enough to know tonight, excited, she came for. Time to my cousin's house to see if I was there. Get your mind out the gutter, man. We out here trying to have a good time. And here I am all heavy with the words where somebody that's a nerd likely fast forward. But they ask for it. It's hard to throw up the deuces, cause when you know it's juicy, you start to sound like Confucius when making up excuses. Chase the boosters, took the track, gone. I gotta find me a new locomotive. Stop making sad songs.
I'm with some new shoes. I'm talking my deuces up to her. I'm moving on to something better, better, better. No more trying to make it work. You make me wanna say bye bye. Say bye bye. Say bye bye to her.
Welcome back, y'all. Yeah, welcome back. Now, how many people think that song was aimed at Rihanna?
I've never heard it. I don't listen to her.
I'm talking about the song that I just played.
Did I know, I don't listen to her. I couldn't understand them. What's so funny?
Nothing. No, I think it was. Fucking fuck that Frankenstein head asshole.
Nikki, whatever her name is.
What'd you say, Candy Baby?
That, what is that girl name? Nicki Minaj or some shit?
He was doing her?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Chris Brown was
We talking
Minaj.
About Rihanna, Chris Brown, right?
Oh.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Fuck that Frankenstein head asshole. She ain't do nothing but... Man, she ain't do nothing but try to fuck that young boy over. And everybody else that fed into that shit, fuck them too.
Well, how was she trying to fuck him up if he whooped her ass?
Man, you don't know what happened in that car. You don't know what happened. Now, granted, he took the brunt of it, but you don't know, man. She could have been smacking the shit out of him, doing anything, man. He, you know what I'm saying? He just said, fuck it, yeah, I did. I was wrong with what I did.
Okay. Well, I know she got ass whooped.
Well, but then my thing is this. I mean, they was young, man. They young. He made a mistake. Motherfucker tried to crucify that little boy.
Yeah, he took a lot of heat. He took a lot of heat.
I think it ruined his career.
Actually, I don't think so. I think it kind of like put it on pause, but. I don't think it ruined it. But my thing is this. Like I told everybody, look, I'm sorry for what I did. I apologize to her. But as far as the rest of y'all go, y'all can kiss my ass. Y'all don't know what the fuck happened.
All right, now, hold on. We got a new caller. Said, caller, what's happening? 201.
Hey. What's up?
What's happening? Who is this?
Sean.
Who is?
Sean.
What's happening, Sean? Long time no hear.
I know, right? What y'all talking about?
You talking about the club.
The club?
Hey, what you go to the club for? Why do you go to the club? What's your sole purpose of going to the club? Let's say you go to the club Friday night. Why would you go? What's your purpose for going?
Probably because, shit, I done worked my ass off and, shit, need a break from the kids. So to have
fun. Go to pick somebody up? Do you
hell
like
nah.
Make up your mind to say, I'm taking me a motherfucker home tonight?
Nah, I go for fun.
Okay, so hold up. I don't mean to cut you off, dog. What's up?
Uh-huh.
Let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you was feeling me and I was feeling you and we in the club,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And I mean, you know what I'm saying? What I was saying to you sound good, what you saying to me sound good. We both adults.
Right.
You would just be like, okay, nah, I ain't fucking with you like that.
I mean, I ain't gonna be like, I ain't fucking with you like that, but shit, we ain't fucking either. Shit.
I know
that. Yeah. It might be good and compatible, but I mean, that don't mean that we gonna fuck because of that.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Have you ever took somebody home from the club ever in your life?
Uh-uh.
Not on purpose. It's just you went to the club and, you know.
I have never in my life
that you
ever.
Like, and you took them home.
Oh, my God. Coming up on this show tonight.
Y'all to honest to God true fans, I promise, never, ever in life.
Yeah.
What's the matter, man? You don't believe her?
You don't know.
Come on, man. Now we have all these ladies on the show. Ain't nobody been freaky enough to just say, fuck it, one night I done took somebody home.
That's not true. Candy and Sweetie said they both did.
Yeah, I'm about to say, with the exception of Candy and Janine, we're the only two people
Candy
that just like,
Sweetness.
Okay.
Sweetness, too.
Oh, yeah, and Sweetness. I mean, but come on, man. Y'all, everybody did something out the way worse.
Most females that do that, when they get done with your ass, they're going to want some cash.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one.
People in hell want ice water. That don't mean they're going to get it.
But you know what? But seriously, most females who do that, who go home with that nigga from the club that they just meeting for that night, a lot of them, they want cash for that.
Cash?
Cash.
Is it money?
C-A-S-H, cash.
I thought she was saying C-A-Z-Z.
They want to reward.
So you saying, you saying the women that take you home at the club, they just like professional hoes?
I won't say all of them, but most of them do, because I know females, some females like that.
Well, I mean, I ain't never had nobody ask me for no money.
No, you know, serious. I mean, you went home with them the same night? Come on.
No, seriously, they ain't never asked me for no money.
And you went home the same night, though, with them?
Yeah.
Like, you had them in the club, and that night y'all went home.
Yeah. That has
club,
never happened.
Hotel, whatever, wherever you want to go. But, ain't nobody said, all right, motherfucker, I need $100 tonight. No.
But listen. But I'm saying you ain't go home with her that same night, right?
How come I didn't?
We talking about the same night, ho.
Right, exactly.
Nigga, kiss that ho.
Took her home.
Took her home.
Okay, Sean.
Uh-huh.
Sean?
I'm here.
Okay, listen. We talking about the same girl, first night, you at the club, y'all hook up, y'all talk,
yeah,
y'all dance,
long,
and y'all have a good time, and you go home with her.
But I don't know you.
You've never done that.
Never, ever. I don't play when it comes to shit like that. Too much shit going on. I'm not going to go home with you just because our conversation is good. I don't know you, first of all. And then we at the club, if you drinking and I'm drinking, shit. Ain't no telling what you going to do to me when I leave with you.
If you're a small business trying to make sense of how much
right.
you can grow your bottom line, Constant Contact can help you figure it out.
Wow. Well, hey, you one of the few.
Yeah, that's the honest to God. I never done that. I never will do that, ever.
Well, how many people you know that done did it?
You don't know the person.
How many people you know that did it?
I know a couple of people that done did it, but for money, though.
Where you get this money from?
Because I'm telling you what I done seen. It's for money. The ones that I have
so
that I know
somebody,
do.
You know somebody that went to the club, approached a motherfucker and said, if you want to fuck, you got to give me $100.
I know a female who went
to the club. How do they say it?
I'm talking about, like, go to the club purposely, like, because they know. They go to the club personally with the intent of taking somebody home and fucking them, but it's going to be some cash coming from them.
But how do they tell them that? You know what I'm saying? Because if me and you at the club, you talking about taking me home, I'm not thinking I got to give up no money. So
you
got to tell me up front that it's going to cost me. So how do they tell them?
Not if he got lick in his system. I don't stand there and hear the conversation, but I know she leave out the door with him and she gets the money. I know that.
You 100% sure she be getting paid?
I'm 100% sure.
I don't know.
I'm going to tell you like this. One fucker tell me I got to pay him. Man, I'm going to tell you.
Fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay ass, very faggot accent. Fuck them cheap ass cigars. Fuck your yuck mouth teeth. Fuck your hair piece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out.
Seriously, dog.
Seriously. I'm not paying you shit.
Y'all crazy.
It's now.
That's all.
In the
now.
Okay.
Shit,
this is how they look at it, right? Some of them chicks be going, messing around with the dudes that got wads in their pocket, you know what I'm saying? Real arrogant niggas trying to throw out money. So, of course, they assume they going to get that money. And then he get to talking, oh, I want this from you. I want you to do this. And she like, you got to pay me.
Exactly.
And he's so arrogant. He's so arrogant, he just throwing money at her. You know, it's easy. It can be done. It's not like...
Okay.
Mm-mm.
I understand that. I understand, but I don't think every person, every woman that's at the end of the night wants
some of them. Some of them can. I see some.
I mean,
you think every woman
I mean,
at the end of the night wants something?
No, some.
Oh, some women at the end of the night want something.
I'm saying
okay,
some
and
women.
I want
they all want something, but they ain't got to pay for it.
I'm just saying I don't think every woman just feel like, okay, you got to pay me.
But not every. But a lot of them do, believe it or not. It's a lot of females that go in the club with intentions on getting some money from a nigga when they walk out with them.
I understand that, but it's a lot. Okay, but you got some that feel like, okay, I'm grown. I mean, as long as I do this responsibly, I mean, shit, I can do what I want to do.
But it is something
right.
Like that. I ain't saying it ain't. Yeah, I agree with that.
That's majority of
what?
I mean, if you got 100 women in the club, maybe 2 or 3 thinking like you saying.
Yeah, okay.
The rest of them just want to have a good time.
Right.
For free.
Right.
I mean, you know, buy a drink or two and you good.
That's with somebody you don't even know. You just walk in the club.
Typically, men that buy you drinks, they want something.
Yeah,
they're not just buying the
ask.
Drinks. They're not just buying the drinks to buy the drinks to be nice out of the kindness
right.
of their heart.
Right.
And I
so
agree
how many of y'all females actually got a drink, and then because he done got you a drink and you thought he was cool, you went home with him, and y'all, you know what I'm saying, got it in. Honestly, and you didn't know him. You just met him at the club.
And what's wrong with
I'm
that?
I'm gonna tell you hey, at the end of the night. It's a yes or no answer. It's a yes or no question because I'm just going to ask you at the end of the night.
What's up, Ma? Is we fucking or what?
You're going to have to come with a couple more than a couple drinks.
Nah.
Fuck that. You're going to have to come with more than a couple of drinks.
Okay, I understand that. But I'm just saying, some nights, I mean, it's just, hey, some nights you feel your swag, some nights you might, I mean, shit, I'm just saying.
Listen, for those nights you have somebody in there that you know, then that way you get drunk and then you be like, oh, hell yeah, I'm taking his ass home. You know him, shit.
Okay, so I guess the bottom line is this. Nobody has one night stand. Nobody's ever had a one night stand on this.
No, I haven't either.
Get the fuck. No one night stands.
Nope.
What?
I said no one night stands ever.
Not
yeah.
Pretty girl.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So now, okay, you said you have. What about you, Candy?
Yep.
Okay, and, okay, what's the difference between a one-night stand and taking somebody home from a club?
Dad, I'm on the show, too.
Sweetness.
Who said
what
that?
About you, Sweetness?
I'm sorry, Sweetness, baby, I'm sorry, but see, I excluded you out, Sweetness, because you was real enough to say that you did.
I mean, yeah, I did. You know what I'm saying?
I took somebody home, too, and I kept it real, too.
The whole thing about it is, like that girl said, I go on this line. It's called a chat line. You know what I'm saying? You got men up on there that is willing to pay to play. You got men up on that motherfucking line that is willing to pay for some pussy. You know what I'm saying? Then you got men that say, I'm a generous man. You know what I'm saying? That means that they're willing to come off money if you're willing to do what they, you know, what they want you to do. You know what I'm saying? But then you, what, boy?
Are you talking about a chat line?
Yeah, a chat line.
Oh, okay, hold on. You actually got busy with somebody off the chat line on the first night?
No. No, that is not what I said. No. That is not what I said. See, by the time you're going all out, bro, that's not what I said.
That's why I'm trying to clarify.
I said you got people on the chat line, some men and women too, that be doing, you know, be pay to play. That's how they do their business. They go on the chat line. They go on the internet. However they could do it, they gonna do it.
Okay, all right, y'all, check this out. We're going to go to another song right quick. And while we're doing that, I want y'all to think about the chat line. So we're going to pick right back up on this one.
You know we had to do a remix, raw.
Yes, sir.
Hood Anthem. Hood Anthem.
Flip mode.
I was getting some.
BTP.
Now you know ain't nothing better than getting it while you pushing the drop top phantom with the breeze blowing on you.
And since I cut off my dread and I be counting my bread, bitches be loving and always trying to rub on my head. I keep a bitch in my bed with a donkey ass that's worth the mother son of my rub on my head and say you need to rub the other one. Pressing and squeezing her head and cherish the moment. She had a lesson to teach while she put her mouth all up on it. The talk she immediately got the work in the law, skinning it back. She spit up on it, now she's slurping it all. I love the way she's so gangsta with it. She's straight from the door. When it's in her mouth, she juggle it between both of her jaws. Get aggressive and shorty, you pin me up on the wall. Funny shorty, you drive me nutty when she hum on my balls. Well, I was
getting some, around. I said, do it like we win. She tried to be sexy. I asked her, can you stop? I want the real deal. I don't want to.
Envy,
so you better tell them who pimped you first. As soon as I finish, let me quench your thirst. Nothing but the best. I know I'ma get when you use two hands and a whole lot of spit. You got me as you rock. I ran my fingers through your hair when you started to stop. The same amateur tonight. And it's not the Apollo. I'm real with the skills, and you got my phone kept ringing, but this ain't the end. I was squeezing my toes, and I can't press in. I need to so I can go, but if I'm late again, they know me. I ain't gotta say where I've been.
I was getting some, getting some. I was getting some.
Pumping them, sick of their ass, they got their just go yeet for me when it kinda be fast across the chin. What I'm saying to them, man, I don't pretend. Push one button, and it phone ducking. Keep it going like the grill in the app. She's a freak, she won't ease in the. Yeah, show her keys in the skirt a little shirt to go. Yeah, set her to though. Yeah, in the cervical. Yeah, she be murdered though. What? Give her vertigo. Ball of G, ain't no apology. Wanna have a couple words, but apology. Been a senior sports car, but a smaller beat. And those outside for y'all to see. Look at my chain, look at my ring. Rocks and watches, bracelet playing. Keeping it going to the brick of thing. Can't compare, so you just complain. Mad as a. Grabbing you, get OJ, start slapping you. I'm AC, here's a cap for you. For me, I'm gonna sit back and laugh at you. AC, gotta stay cool, man. Never let them see a sweat, that's the rule, man. Hit it till we do, man. Send it back to you, man. That's what we do, man. Double gum shoot, man. Other than that, catch me getting some bread. When you see my billboards, I be good.
Yes, sir.
I was getting some, getting some.
All right, y'all, welcome.
All right, all right.
God damn, that song was long as fuck.
Yeah, he's getting some head.
Okay, let's get back on this chat line thing. I'm going to go down the list. Yes or no, are you on the chat line, brother? Yes or no? Have you ever been on the chat line before? Brother?
Is he there? Yes.
Have you ever been on the chat line before? Yes or no?
Yes.
Candy, yes or no?
Well, I was on with Sweetness, but I haven't actually been on, you know what I'm saying?
Candy, you ever been on the chat line, yes or no?
Yay and nay.
You got it or you haven't? Okay, well,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sweetness, you already answered it. Prissy girl, yes or no?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, Sean, yes or no?
No.
Sean? Okay, I would ask the Rev, but Rev ain't pushing one yet.
Yeah.
I see you, Rev.
Did you hear me?
Sean, you been.
Yes.
Okay. Now, how many of y'all ever actually met somebody off the chat line?
Yes, I have.
In person?
Yes, I have.
Who was that?
Sweetness.
Sweetness.
You met somebody off the chat line that you actually cooked up with in person?
Yes.
Did you get busy?
Because he's a freak.
Freak.
Did y'all
yes,
get busy?
I did. Yeah. But the, you know, the one guy I was talking to, me and him talked for 4 months before he came down here. So yeah, the first time I met him, yes, I fucking did. I busted down with him. Yes, I did.
Where did you come from?
From the west side.
Where did you come from?
The west side of Chicago.
Oh, okay. So if he came out from Chicago, you should have given him something anyway, regardless.
Shit.
He was traveling.
It doesn't matter.
No?
Just because you travel down there don't mean that you're going to get some.
Thank you.
What do you mean it don't matter?
Yes,
wait a minute. Hold on, dog. Hold on, dog. We got to send some people who talk like that.
Nigga, you bullshitting.
I met guys that came down here I did not do nothing at all with. I had a dude that came down here, was up in my crib for 5 minutes, and I put his ass out. You know what I'm saying? So there was a lot of them that I talked to on the phone, just conversation. There was a few of them that I met face-to-face. There was one I actually had a relationship with, and one that was just a fuck thing. You know what
okay,
I'm saying? So I mean, if I'm going to fuck, I'm going to fuck.
Hold on, baby.
Just because you make that travel, I never signed no contract saying I'm going to give up some pussy to you.
Right.
Well, we don't get that established before I get there. That you put me out or you talking about, you put me out or you talking about you going to renege on the contract. I'm going to have to get on my two knees, and I'm going to have to look up at the sky. And I'm going to have to do this. I'm going to have to say my prayer.
Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide her pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn our whole place. Amen. Amen. Yeah.
He is crazy.
I'm just saying. I just traveled for, I don't know how far he traveled, but shit. Anything over 30 miles, hey.
Exactly.
Well, there's only one person on this line that can vouch for that dude from the west side of Chicago traveling back and forth, and that is Candy. Because
I'm not saying you didn't do it. I mean, I believe you got no reason to lie to us. I'm just saying you couldn't be me.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
And what if you? What if you got down there and she didn't want to give it up? Then what?
Did you just hear the prayer?
I heard the prayer.
Did you just hear the prayer?
I did.
What you gonna do? Take her life because she didn't give you no cake?
No, I ain't gonna take her life.
You know, I'm gonna tell Cass. I'm gonna tell you
okay,
something.
Okay, you know what? Matter of fact. I'm going to tell you, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to come to you, and I'm going to tell you.
Now, I tell you what. I like you, and I want you. Now, we can do this the easy way, or we can do it the hard way. The choice is yours. Wait, okay, I see you choosing the hard way.
So, are you going to take it?
I'm fucking with you.
That's actually a turn-off
hey,
right
hold on,
there.
Man, hold on. Hold on. If I travel more than 30 minutes to come see you, and you ain't going to give me none? We've been talking on the phone for 4 months.
Hold on, listen. There was this one dude that I talked to off of the line, and this is on my life, on everything I love. I was on the phone with him. And I told him, I said, I'm out of cigarettes, I'm out of pop, I own my life. This man traveled from Chicago, brought me a 24 case of pop and 2 packs of Newport 100 in box, and I promised on my life I did not have no sexual contact with him whatsoever.
Well, you know what?
That's the way you do
know
it.
What, Sweetness?
Exactly.
You know what, Sweetness? Sweetness, if I bought you a case of pop and some cigarettes, and you didn't give me none, I just traveled 45 minutes from Illinois.
You fuck around with me, there's going to be consequences and repercussions.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I'm saying? Volunteered to do it. So, I mean, I'm going to take him up on his offer, but that shit, I didn't vow to do nothing with him when he got there. Of course he tried.
But that's using him. You just used that man.
He didn't get nowhere.
He just used him. You used him and he didn't get nothing in return.
No, not if he agreed.
Wait a minute. How did I use him when he volunteered the fuck to do it? How did
right.
I use
you got
him?
On the phone and gave him a sad story.
No, I did not.
Give him that sad story. I ain't got no cigarettes.
You know what I'm saying? He volunteered to do it. I didn't ask him for shit. He said, I'll bring you some pop and cigarettes. Okay, cool.
That's
he sat there, he watched the movie with me, but I did not do no with him.
That's
I had dudes sending me money, Western Union, and never even met me face to face, and I put that shit on my kids.
I've
had that happen. I understand what you're saying, Sweeney, so I believe you.
Thank you.
Right. See, that's what's wrong with the men today, y'all. They always think that because they do something that means you obligated to give them
some. Right. Give them some.
That makes me so mad with them. They think that because they bag you a piece of a pack of chewing gum, you owe them something.
That's right. I know. I don't think so.
You know what? Fine.
You know what the 25
cent gum, and they automatically think you gonna fuck them because you done gave because they done gave you some 35 cent gum.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tell you what the problem is. If y'all quit acting like your pussy was made out of gold, and it's not,
it is. Mine is
made
out of gold.
You can't get a dashboard in a pawn shop. You can't get a dashboard in a pawn shop.
Hold on. Would you like to have a girl to act like her stuff is gold? Or would you like to have a girl to act like her shit is gold?
No, baby. What I'm saying is this. You know what? Y'all been, and you know I'm not lying. I'm not going to say y'all in particular. I'm not saying y'all in particular. But ladies have been taught from the... like I said, I'm not saying them in particular, but ladies have been taught from I don't know how long. Use what between your legs to get what you want. And furthermore, I know that y'all know.
That's just it. That shit don't work no more. That's
it
why,
does work.
I'm going to tell you. That's why men act the way they act now. Men don't care about the pussy the way y'all think they do. Granted, we always want it. But shit, motherfuckers feel like, man, I'm not finna pay for this bitch. Not talk about y'all, but this is why men think, I'm not finna pay for this bitch. Fuck this hoe.
Well, then
I'm
you ain't getting no pussy.
What a man brings. Oh, yes, he is. He's going to find somebody else. He's going to find somebody else.
Well, find somebody else then.
Go ahead, because we can't do
it. Because I don't want it anyway, if that's your attitude.
Well, I mean, why shouldn't my attitude be like that if you feel like your attitude is, my pussy going to get me everything? Why should
my
attitude be like
that? Who said my attitude was like that? Who says that all women's attitudes are like that?
Baby, I didn't say you. I just said I'm saying women in general. And I bet you, I guarantee you, you know two to three. Matter of fact, I guarantee you know six to seven women who think like that.
I'm trying to think.
Hey, you just said you gotta fuck the football team.
Yeah, but she wasn't getting anything out of it.
Yeah, but
I'm
you think she has the best pussy in the world?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, granted.
She wasn't
getting
nothing
out of it.
Oh, wow. She got what she wanted. She got some dick.
Exactly.
She got what she wanted.
Exactly.
Hell
so,
no.
So, I mean, what? So in other words, what she was supposed to get, money?
Lots of
something. She was supposed to get something.
Yeah.
She got what she wanted. Well, okay, so now let me
ask you.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question. Now, if she got money out of all them guys, she got paid top-notch dollar, what would she be, a businesswoman then?
She has a product that she's selling. No, why is she a hoe?
Why is she a hoe?
If it ain't easy, but somebody's got to do it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's
right.
It makes up. Y'all so full of it tonight. Now, if she got paid, she's a business woman. But she got what she wanted, which was the motherfucker. She got what she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on, man. Y'all.
She's an entrepreneur.
Ain't no entrepreneur. You know what? Please, I'm going to tell y'all, do not go in public saying no shit like that. Because motherfuckers will look at y'all like y'all damn retarded. If y'all sit there talking about, okay, my business.
They might be like, damn, how much?
Like, yeah, all right. You say what?
They're going to be like, damn, how much, boo?
Mm-hmm. How much
you got to pay?
Damn. Now, y'all know damn well y'all not going to sit there and say this girl no
people
business.
People nowadays
y'all
will pay
sit there
for
and call
it.
This girl a hoe. She's a hoe. Call
she ain't
her
no hoe.
Everybody holler, they keep it real, they keep it real.
Hoe.
But y'all
I
know she's
like
a hoe.
Going to be a hoe. Be a hoe with benefits.
You dig?
Yep.
Thank
a hoe with benefits.
Be a high-paid hoe.
Right.
What you want, a dental plan?
Pay your bills with that.
Cass, but you know how many men that will offer a woman? There are so many men out there that will offer a woman, like the one dude I was messing with. He had a girl at home. He'd been with this girl for like 7, 8, 9 years. The relationship wasn't going the way he wanted it. He wanted a friend on the side. He told me, he said, I will give you money. He offered that. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't looking for nothing serious at that time. So, hell yeah, I took that offer. He was giving me money. Plus, he had some fire-ass motherfucking, you know, he could eat pussy real good. This wasn't really about him.
I thank you for respecting me.
Oh, my goodness.
I ain't nobody talking to you, brother. Ain't nobody talking to you. I thank
okay.
you for respecting what I said on the show. I thank you, sweetie. Continue, please.
Why isn't my camera working? I'm just saying there's a lot of men, especially men that have a woman,
you know what I'm saying, that will come off money, that's married, that has a girl, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of men. That's what I'm saying about that chat line. You got men on there that say they're generous, you know what I'm saying, they're looking for pay to play, you know, or some of them say, I'm not looking for pay to play, I'm not going to pay for no pussy. You know, you get different ones, and that's the same as women. But if you're going to be
a, you know what?
If you going to be an over benefit.
I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, it's like, how can y'all sit there? Well, how can you sit there and say that she's still not a hoe?
If you could get a man to send you money and he ain't never even met you face to face, shit, you think I ain't gonna take it?
And you then,
it wasn't no chump change. It wasn't just $20. You know what I'm saying? So the thing about it is hell yeah, I had that happen more than once.
Okay. Now if you get that, now hold on. See, now this is where we got twisted up at. Now, if you got a man that is sending you money like that and you ain't touched this motherfucker, you ain't even seen him, I'll be the first one to tell you, get your paper. Get that money from that dumb motherfucker. Get your paper.
And that's what I
mean. I'm not going to knock that hustle. But now don't sit here and say, okay, I done fucked these 20 niggas and to get this paid or get that paid. I'm a businesswoman. No, you're not. You're a hoe.
I never said that.
No, a hoe don't get paid.
So she can make money doing that shit.
Right.
She don't want to make no money. She's content. That's what y'all keep telling to understand. That she content with doing what the fuck she do. How y'all gonna knock her hustle? How y'all gonna say what she is or what she not?
But you act like it's okay that she can get it, get some without getting paid. It's okay though.
Okay, y'all act like it's a big crime for her to get some without getting paid.
Nobody said
right.
that.
What's wrong
we
with
just
that?
Said a hoe doesn't get paid.
A hoe don't get paid?
No.
What's she getting? What she want? Hold on, man.
She's
we got another caller. You call it what you want. Yo, Big, what's up, man? I see you, brother.
Hey, how you doing, man?
What's up, Big?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Chilling,
hey,
y'all. Chilling.
Right, I've been listening in, man. I'm enjoying the show.
Yeah. We're enjoying your presence.
Stop flirting with Big now.
Stop flirting with him, Candy.
I'm not flirting with your boo, butter.
Okay.
Big, let me get your take on this, man.
Go ahead.
Now, they say... If a girl fuck and don't get no money, she's a stupid hoe. But now, if she fucked and she getting paid, she can fuck 100 motherfuckers. She a businesswoman.
That's a joke. I mean, it doesn't make a difference which way it go. It's still a joke.
Right, a hoe
is a hoe. I mean, if you fucking and getting money or fucking and getting no money, no matter which way you doing it. You know, I mean, you convince yourself if you take money that you did something courageous. But it's all the same, you know, it's all the same object. You know, hoeing is hoeing and fucking fucking.
Well, the thing is, then, if she don't get paid, she a dumb hoe. If she gets paid, she's a paid hoe.
Well, y'all keep saying she a dumb hoe. Maybe this is just what she likes. She likes dick. This is what she
likes. Oh, you like bitches that don't want to... charge you for nothing, huh?
Hold on.
She's a nymphomaniac.
Hold on, dog. Y'all trying to say the only time y'all fuck is for money?
No. Well, what are you talking? Now, when you're saying fucking, are you talking outside the context of a relationship?
I'm talking about
whatever
you said, the whole man money.
It don't matter. Relationship, out of relationship, if you're casual, whatever. Everybody
if
has
you
to go, pay for fucking up.
If you're going around speaking dick, like, if you're going around sinking dick and you just fucking whoever comes, Tom, Dick, and Harry, then you a hoe. Now, if you going around meeting guys, you know what I'm saying, seeing what's what, and then I don't consider that being a hoe if you end up, you know, with a list. But to go around seeking men, looking for dick, and just getting fucked, you know what I mean, being treated like a prostitute, basically, that's hoe. That's hoe tendencies, those hoes. That's a hoe.
But what's the difference whether she's getting paid or not? What I'm hearing is, if you fuck somebody, they got to give you some money, or you a hoe. So ain't nobody on the show give away no free.
I didn't say that.
All y'all get paid every time y'all fuck somebody, they dropping money, right? Is that what y'all saying? That's what I heard.
You didn't hear what I said.
It depends on what their goal is.
What goal?
One way
there,
or another.
There was two different goals when I said. One woman is seeking dick, just going around fucking. She ain't trying to meet the person.
Whoa. What if she got her own money and she don't need dick? She got her own money. She making 6-7 figures. She don't need no motherfucking money, but she just like dick. Now she a fucking.
I mean, she has a title if she's considered a nymphomaniac. You know what I mean?
Oh, now she's a nymphomaniac.
She can add to her 6-7 digits.
Huh?
She can add to her 6-7 digits.
Oh, come on, Candy, you fool it. So full of it right about now, and don't make no sense. Y'all sitting there talking that old bullshit. Now she's a nymphomaniac. Get the fuck out of here. Come on, keep that shit real. There's a title for her. She's a nymphomaniac. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, with the bullshit, people.
She's a smart hoe. Then what you want to say?
You get free pussy or pay pussy?
She's just a woman that likes what she wants. She likes what she likes. She do what she do. Shit. Man, I mean, y'all don't knock her. Y'all say she's just a nymphomaniac. But why the other girl can't be a nymphomaniac? Why she got to be a dumb hoe?
It's the way you being treated. It's the way you carry yourself. I mean,
right.
Man, can y'all see me in the chat room? Because I'm really looking at y'all like, y'all full of shit.
Y'all full of shit.
Okay.
Ain't nobody over here get money every time they fuck.
You give it up or not.
Every time y'all fuck,
like
y'all get money.
Everybody, as soon as they cock them legs open, here come a honey. Oh, motherfucker, please.
Get the fuck out of here.
Come on, man.
All y'all to give us some free pussy to fuck.
Y'all got to know that me and Father Tom don't agree on a lot of shit.
Yes.
My sister told you one thing, so I'm okay. That comment that was made, so many words about, are you saying that it's okay to meet a woman in the club and take her home the same night and have sex with her? There's no problem with that?
There's nothing wrong with
you
that.
You asking me, do I think it's a problem with it? I mean, if y'all two consensual adults about it, y'all do it the smart way. Y'all ain't no problem with it.
First of all, if a nigga meet a bride in the club, don't know Adam shit about her, vice versa, and they go home together and have sex, whether it's consensual or whatever, she nasty as hell, and he nasty as hell too. And that make me think no telling how many women he the fuck with. On bases like that, vice versa, don't tell her how many men cheater went
okay,
home.
Well, now, let me ask you this.
Exactly.
Let me ask you this. Do it make her a smart motherfucker because she got paid?
Man or woman that you see.
Do it make her, because y'all been, no. Now, hold on. Now, y'all trying to
push the script. Wait, women act like our pussies are gold. No, that's not what it is. Probably how you look at it. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it could be because a woman has respect about herself, respect her body.
Hold on. Now, if all y'all is trying to jump on her bandwagon, don't go there. Because, first of all, my whole thing was that everybody that on here keep talking about that, oh, if you're giving up the pussy, you got to get paid. So, yeah, I mean, you not acting like your pussy gold. You let niggas jump on the wall and get your pussy.
You got some females who do think and operate like that. Nigga, you want to fuck, I'm going to need some money for it.
And that's what everybody tonight saying. Everybody that pretty much said, unless you getting paid for it, you a dumb hoe. Now,
a hoe is a hoe. Either paid hoe or a hoe that don't get paid. Either way it goes, you a hoe if you put it out like that. Paid hoe,
baby,
hoe. Either way it goes, you a hoe.
Hey, thank you. That's all I've been trying to say all night. A hoe is a hoe, whichever way you look at it. Business hoe?
I still got a problem with everybody talking about they ain't giving up no free pussy.
You got men that present themselves as hoes. You got females that present themselves as hoes. You got men that present themselves as real men. You got women that present themselves as real men. A hoe is a hoe, whether it's male or female.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Now, you came in on the end of the conversation. Because now, what you saying, you ain't saying nothing but what I keep trying to say, but everybody keep telling me that it's a motherfucking, she a business woman and she getting money.
But you got, I know a couple of friends that I have like that, you know what I'm saying, fuck with a nigga on a money base.
All right, but yeah, still, she's still a hoe, right?
She's still a hoe. She's just a pay hoe. She ain't stupid. She probably figured like, she probably, no, I'm sorry, if you getting paid for it, that's what the, it's another form of a fucking prostitute, I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? Prostitute.
Okay, hold on.
You know what I'm saying? To get paid for. You're going to get money for it. You a hoe. And the only difference is she's just smart enough to get paid for than to lay down and do it for free.
Right.
Okay, now, here's my thing. And
that's what my mother always said. She had more respect for a woman that sells her body than she does for a girl that just gives it up for nothing.
But either way it goes, she's still a whore, but she's just a psycho.
Okay, so ladies, what's different than what she said that I've been saying for the past hour? She's a hoe. Y'all keep trying to give this lady a title as a businesswoman, what you call a butter, an entrepreneur.
She's using her mind.
Hoe, if you gonna be a hoe, you gonna lay down with a nigga, at least get paid for it.
Right.
That's my
exactly.
Why he giving the shit up for fucking free? Make that nigga pay.
And she's still a hoe. The hoe's gonna be a hoe.
But she's.
Okay, y'all,
hold on. She's a hoe. And my whole thing
nigga,
is.
Nigga, check that hoe.
Let's be done with it.
Okay, I'm trying to get one thing straight. I had to put everybody on mute so I could get my goddamn question in. Am I hearing if a woman lay down with a man just to have sex, she's a dumb hoe. But if she lay down with a man and get paid, she's an entrepreneur. She's a smart hoe. But she's still a hoe. Whenever you get down to
I
know damn well everybody on this show, hold on, man, everybody that listened to this show tonight, I know goddamn well you ain't got paid every time you had sex. I'm 100% sure everybody ain't, y'all, all y'all ain't getting paid every time y'all have sex. That's bullshit.
That's straight up bullshit. Now, I'm going to take y'all off mute and y'all can say what y'all got to say, but that's bullshit.
Like, y'all,
ain't nobody giving up free pussy
Keep
nowadays.
You.
That's bullshit. Everybody giving up free pussy.
I think it's for every other female because me personally, I've always been the type that's been in a relationship. So I've never ran into that problem as far as fucking a nigga paying me. I ain't had that problem.
Right.
Okay, so you was in a relationship before y'all had sex? You didn't have sex before y'all was in a relationship?
No.
Hold on. Every man you've been with, before you had sex with him, he was your boyfriend.
See, it's not every man. Every guy that I've been with are my kid's father up until my husband. I've always been in long-term
relationship. Okay, but did you have sex before y'all were in a relationship?
Let me think about
it. Was there sex before that was boyfriend-girlfriend? Yes or no?
Yeah, but he's on. Yeah, nothing.
Okay. You said yeah, right? You said yeah. Hold on. You said
yeah,
right?
Probably like 3 to 4. It wasn't like I met him. Okay, let's go and do it. You know what I'm saying? We conversated.
That's not the point. That's not the point. Did you get paid when you slept with him before you became your girlfriend?
No, but that's not the same thing.
That's
if
not
you're
what
entering
we're
into
saying,
a relationship.
Man.
If you're in a relationship, that's totally different.
That's apples
and oranges. It's totally different.
No, I'm saying everybody ain't getting paid every time you have sex.
Why
I don't believe that.
No, but he better bring something to the table.
I'm explaining why.
He better bring something to the table. He brought his dick to the table.
I'm explaining why he
just. His dick ain't going to pay no damn bills.
Okay, hold on.
His dick isn't
going to
pay any bills.
You know what? I got to put all of y'all on mute again. I'm putting everybody on mute again because we can't talk one at a time. Now, who was that? Hey, man, who was that saying that they was trying to explain? Who was that? Was that Sean's friend?
Yeah, that's Sean. I had that experience.
Okay,
one
now
time.
You say you were trying to explain, right? Go ahead and explain.
I had that experience. This is why I'm going to say I beg the difference. Y'all looking at it different now. 3 weeks into 4 weeks of me meeting him. We kicked it, we talked, but no sex, no none of that. Now, even though we had sex for the first time, we ended up being together 8 years, and I'm still with him. It wasn't like I could see if we had sex before, and then, you know, here it is today. We ain't together. I'm with him. Been with
okay,
him.
Okay,
I understand it. Right, that's the question that's been going on the whole night.
Did you get paid when y'all had sex?
Soon as you got up. As soon as you got up,
exactly.
Did you tell that man, oh, you got to drop that honey? Or whatever the going rate is for pussy now.
Why would I tell him that if I wanted him to be my man?
Thank you,
so you didn't get paid.
It wasn't, this is going to be a hit it and quit it, nigga. Go ahead, drop the draw. I need about $150, $200. I like to tell him he likes me. But... we both agreed on starting out slow instead of jumping into a relationship. We became friends.
This is the whole point we've been trying to make. What you saying is the same point we've been trying to make. Everybody on here, if you don't get no money after pulling your panties down, you're a dumb hoe.
I mean, if you go to the club and meet a nigga the same night, come on now. You go to the club and we go out and we kick it and I just meet you the same night and then I'm in your bed.
You ain't never had sex on the first day in
no,
your life?
No, hell no. I ain't never had. I swear to God, I ain't never had sex on the first night. Never.
Jackie? I mean, how long does it take for you?
Well, like, I'll give you an example. With my husband, for instance, it took a minute. It took him 2 months before I even introduced him to my freaking kids. Probably like four weeks to 4.5 weeks until us kicking it. That's how long it took for us to have sex. It wasn't like, okay, I met him. You know what I'm saying? Okay, come on, let's do this. I got to know him. He got to know me because I knew that I wanted to be with him. And I knew if I put out early, I'd be just like, okay, yeah, I done fucked this bitch. You know what I'm saying? On to the next one. I liked him a lot, and I have too much respect for myself, so I wanted to get to know something about him.
Okay. All right, well,
you know,
hold on.
You've been fucked a lot of times on the first night. You got paid
really?
For it? No. Yeah. See, she said no.
She ain't got paid for it because she likes sex. She be the one that
initiated. That's what I'm talking
want,
about.
She be the
that's
one
exactly
going to see a nigga. You know what I'm saying? She go out and see a nigga in the club and just straight come to him. Look, damn, come on, me and you. I want to fuck you. Let's go.
Now, wait a minute. Now, they just told
no
me this is my whole argument all night. This shit like that don't happen. Shit like that don't happen.
Wait a minute. Yeah, I'm going to put her on the phone right now. Go ahead. What don't happen?
That shit do happen.
No,
it happens all the time.
They say women don't weekend. Come to men like that. If you want to fuck
I'm
a man, will you come here?
I'm one of them. Shit. I'm
thank
one of them.
Thank you, baby. And I thank you for your honesty. Thank you.
I said
so you
to women,
go to the
I
club. So let's make sure we get this right. You go to the club, you see a motherfucker you want, you just go straight up to him and tell him.
What's up? Yeah, what's up? Shit, why not? Y'all do it. Why not?
Hey, we need the applause. We need the applause. I got to get the applause. That's a great answer. Honest answer. What's your name?
But I bet it ain't going to be no one night stand. I bet we fuck again.
Well, why
I ain't mad at you, I ain't mad at you.
All right,
fact,
well, I tell you what, this
is
what
we're
going to do.
This I'm just
going to
throw this out there real quick, dog. Hold up. I'm just going to throw this out there. I'm going to tell you, your boy's here in Sin City, and, you know, we just want you to know that
I'm big boned. I'm heavy structure. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark.
That's the case. That's just the case. Nah, go ahead, dog. All
right, we're coming down, so we're going to give you the first. You got any last words for us, Miss Lady?
No, I do not.
How about good show? I like the show, or, you know, something like that.
I really don't know nothing about the show. I just was put on the phone, but it was a good conversation of what
well,
I heard.
Thank you for your opinion.
We accept that. Okay, buddy, you got any last words?
I enjoyed the show tonight, and I will see you guys tomorrow. Well,
yeah.
Talk to you guys tomorrow.
All right. Hey, y'all, don't forget about the chat room now. Ken, you got any last words?
Nice show. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Nigga, check that hole.
What?
She missed it, man. She missed it. Sweetness, you got any last words?
It was a good show.
Pretty girl, you got any last words?
Yeah, I like the show. It's a good show.
All right. Thank you. And I guess, Janine, you got any last words?
What?
You got any last words?
You know I wasn't on the show.
I know, but you just called in, so you might have some last words.
I will see y'all in the chat room.
All right. You got any last words, dog?
Yeah, man. Good show. Hey, much love to all my ladies. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad y'all do what y'all do. If y'all feel like y'all got to get y'all dollars that way, then so be it. I ain't knocking your hustle. But I ain't paying you a goddamn thing. I'm through, dog. All
right, y'all. Don't forget, SinCity.Spruce.com. DJ Khaled, cash money, young money, we the best. Khaled, I got you. Welcome to my hood. Yeah. We the hood at. Huh. We the hood at. Huh. We the hood at. Welcome to my hood.
What?
gotta peep how they plan. Treat them like jack boys, catch them slipping and slam. Lord forgive me for my sins. That's my confession if they put me in the bins. I got possession of a federal offense. I'm talking pressure in my criminal intent. So wear your vests and I'm still gon' stunt like it ain't no tomorrow. Fuck your house note, nigga. Blow that bitch on the bottom. The Ferrari just the front. Got the Lambo in the back. So you be the best forever. DJ Khaled, handle that.